live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Good day to you all. I'll tell you what, right now, it is Right Side Radio. I am Phil Williams, and we are solid conservative and just plain right. And I'm glad you're back for another day. It's going to be a full one. I think I say that every single day, but I swear the news cycle is not slowing down lately. It's like, thank goodness for caffeine and chocolate, I keep saying, because I'm just wired and running at it. But hey, Copper is running the board, so things are good. Hey, Copper.
Happy Tuesday, I think.
Happy Tuesday to you.
I mean, it's raining a lot.
Well, yeah, it is raining a lot. Here's your weather forecast to the listening audience. If you're not wet now, you're getting wet later. That is your weather report for today. It is just wet. But it could have been so much worse. I mean, I think by and large, whereas Ida has probably caused a lot of damage, especially down in the Baton Rouge, Louisiana area, by comparison to what people were thinking it could have done, there's a lot to be thankful for at the same time. So, yeah. And, you know, and speaking of which, I'm just going to go ahead and say this, too, in terms of being thankful. Let me just go ahead and say yesterday was just a tough day. Speaking as a veteran in Afghanistan, and I just yesterday wore down on my own personal thoughts, feelings, emotions pretty solidly. Even to the extent that last night, even late, I'm still working on issues related to people that I've been working on trying to get out that I've been abandoned over there. But I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to say it real clear, all right? I wake up this morning with the revitalized perspective that, like, if you found yourself sinking into a dark place, all right, regarding the state of our nation right now, understand this, you are not alone. I mean, to be sure, as a conservative, as a Christian, as a patriot, as a veteran, this is a dark moment. I see it. I feel it. It's almost palpable. And others are seeing it from all corners of the world. I mean, just yesterday in the British House of Lords, the commentary began to stack up against our current governance by the most ardent allies that we've always worked with. I mean, one of them, a guy named Lord Blencarthra, he said this, and I'm going to quote it for you. He said, "My lords, all my life I have been pro-American and favorably disposed to the United States, but not anymore at this moment." He says, "What Biden has done in Afghanistan will go down in ignominy as one of the most shameful and despicable acts of betrayal by any American president. Tens of thousands of men," he said, "will be slaughtered, thousands of young girls forced to marry these Taliban brutes, and 14 million women driven back into slavery." He goes on, "Afghanistan was emerging into the light with freedoms for women and children who will now be ruled with 500-year-old barbaric religious laws. That is Biden's legacy. He cannot blame it on Trump." End quote. That's a member of the House of Lords in Great Britain. And that sort of sums up so much of what I sense and feel. But is that reality? Yes. Is that the final word? Well, by God, no, it is not. Not unless we allow ourselves to sink into some kind of despair, a wallowing, self-loathing despair, one that self-destructs and self-flagellates who we are as a nation because of what one administration is doing, no matter how bad, that can't be the way we go. You need to also understand this. Despair is not an option, all right? In Ranger slang, you need to ruck up and be ready to carry on. So this monologue is not one that puts you in your proper position or pats you on the head or tells you to sleep it off. Maybe you'll feel better tomorrow. This is going to be the monologue that tells you to shake it off and get back in the game because you are needed. You are necessary. You're not alone. It's a question of what you want from the end game right now. Are you content with where we are right now? I most certainly am not. Well, then we must work to change it. You see, this is bigger than us. I can look at my children and my grandchildren and know that I want more for them than what I'm seeing right now. I can look at the legacy left for me by my parents and my grandparents and know that I don't want to see it squandered. I can look at the vast resources, the history, the tone, and the tenor of what this nation has meant to the expanse of the world. I can smell the fresh-cut grass on a Saturday morning, the sound of singing in church on a Sunday, the well-worn feeling of my office chair where gainful work is done, the memories of my time in military service, the thanks of my clients who needed help, Christmas gatherings with my grown kids, or the joy of sitting on the deck in the cool of an evening with a glass of wine with my sweet wife. And I know that all of it, all of it is worth staying in the game for. I don't think for a second, and you shouldn't either, that we're the first generation of Americans to get frustrated with this thing that we call democracy and the potential stymieing of our liberty. Not for a second. We were founded on such frustrations, if you get down to it. I mean, this nation was born from a sense of despair that gave way to a hope in action. George Washington, here's a story. George Washington almost didn't even have an army. Literally on the brink of despair, Washington had to assemble the army and appeal to them to stay in the fight on December 31st of 1776. Nothing was going their way. They were worn down, they were beaten up, they were diseased, malnourished, underdressed, outgunned, but this was their home. Still, Washington had to assemble his men in formation beside the Delaware River. And sitting on his horse, Washington told his veteran troops he would give them all a $10 bonus if they would stay on and fight, which was a good sum of money back then. And he waited, and still no one stepped forward. And the storyline that I read says the general was very dejected. He almost rode away, but he stopped and he paused and he turned back around. He decided he wouldn't take no for an answer, and he rode back up in front of his men and he spoke these historic words. He said, and I quoted George Washington here, I quote, "My brave fellows, you've done all that I could ask you to do, and more than could be reasonably expected, but your country is at stake, your wives, your houses, and all that you hold dear. You have worn yourselves out with fatigues and hardships, but we know not how to spare you. If you will consent to stay 1 month longer, you will render that service to the cause of liberty and to your country, which you can probably never do under any other circumstances." And it said that one by one then, the soldiers began stepping forward to answer the call to duty. You know how that moment of despair turned out? Well, we wouldn't be having this conversation if they had not prevailed. You see, despair is not an option. So go ahead right now and just shake it off, like right now. The old adage is that hope is not a plan, but hope with action, that's a different story. Work within the constraints of your current environment, all right? President Biden is the president. Let's deal with it and work within the constraints that we have. Work within your own sphere of influence. Reach out and stretch your wings a bit. Shake the dust off your own talking points. Put on the full armor. I keep saying it. It's things like go support a candidate. Run for office yourself, any office. Organize a prayer group. Donate to a cause that moves things forward. How about encourage a friend, talk to a neighbor, check on a veteran, volunteer your time. Be a poll worker during elections. Dadgummit, do something. I mean, what's that line from Shawshank Redemption? You better get busy living or you get busy dying. You see, I choose life. And if you're the audience that I believe you are, you'll do the same thing. And then measure your success only on how you know that you did. You know that you did. You know that you did. Don't listen to the pundits. Don't shrink back because some basement troll summoned up some keyboard courage from their mommy's basement and said a mean thing about you on Facebook. You go tell them to pound sand. You're working on something you believe in. And you know it's worth it. I found a poem years ago that I really liked. Don't be too impressed with that, by the way. I probably found it in Reader's Digest or something. It was by a lady named Ethelwyn Weatherwald. She was born in the 1850s. It's called My Orders. And it says very briefly, it says, "My orders are to fight. And then if I bleed or fail or strongly win, what matters it? God only doth prevail. The servant craveth not, except to serve with might. I was not told to win or lose. My orders are to fight." So shake it off, folks. You rub some dirt on it, take a lap. We got work to do. You are needed in the fray. Despair is not an option. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, I mean what I say. You know, when I put my thoughts together for these Right Side Way monologues, a lot of it gels as I'm putting it together. Some of it gels while I'm actually going through my notes. I'm not reading from a script. I'm actually just talking from an outline. But I'm talking from the heart. And I mean it when I say we cannot sit idly by. We cannot wallow in despair. We cannot say, oh, woe is us. Oh, where's everything that we used to love? It's all still there, people. All those things you love, they're still there. You got to fight to maintain them. And it's going to be a whole bunch of right side ruffians saying, enough of this. We're going to work within the constraints of what we have in every legal capacity available to us, and we're going to make it work. I'm just telling you, it's got to happen. Despair, that's not an option. You rub some dirt on it. Walk it off. We got work to do. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.